Our TV critic David Bianculli watches a lot of TV, of course, and lately more and more DVDs. He likes the way DVDs enable you to see the span of television from its beginnings to today.
Every time I stack up a new batch of DVD box sets to watch and review, I'm amazed by what a perfect way to watch TV this is. But the longer the TV series on DVD are out there, and remember, it's only been about 8 years, the more astounding the selection gets. So what I'm doing today is highlighting three box sets from three completely different eras of television. One is a sitcom from the dawn of TV time. Another collects excerpts from talk show interviews spanning the 1960s through the 1980s. And one is pretty much brand new, the final season of a fabulous drama series from HBO. Individually, they're entertaining, instructive, and valuable. Collectively, they're a tour through the history and evolution of television. Three different genres stretching the boundaries of a still-stretching medium. The oldest oldie goldie is Mr. Peepers, a show that ran on NBC from 1952 to 1956. It starred Wally Cox as a high school science teacher, and fellow cast members included Marion Lorne, who later played Aunt Clara on Bewitched, as well as Jack Warden, and, in his first major TV role, Tony Randall. The show Mr. Peepers, like its star, was quiet and unassuming. It was performed live and exists only on kinescope, the process by which live performances were recorded using a camera aimed at a TV monitor while the show was in progress. The images and the sound are grainy and scratchy, but it's a wonder they exist at all. The first 26 episodes from the UCLA Film and TV Archive have been released in a 4-DVD set from Samore Entertainment. To fans of old TV, this is like finding a fish fossil with legs. These have never been released on DVD or VHS before. Here's the opening of a typical 1952 show, with Cox at his school desk, trying but failing to swat a fly as he greets the TV audience.
Mr. Peepers, starring Wally Cox.
Oh, hello, everybody. I'm Robinson Peepers. I'm the general science teacher here at Jefferson Junior High. This is my science classroom where I work. I've been here for 8 weeks now. My salary is $43 a week.
The second DVD set pulls interviews from The Merv Griffin Show, which aired in syndication off and on between 1965 and 1986. Here's the way he introduces his 1985 interview with Orson Welles, who had just celebrated his 70th birthday. Welles, Merv explained, had been on his show 40 times, always with the same rules. There were no pre-interviews because he wanted the conversations to be spontaneous. And there was to be no talking about the past, ever. No questions about Citizen Kane or his wife Rita Hayworth or anything else that wasn't looking forward.
And so came this interview on a certain night. When he walked into our studio and asked to see me, I never saw Orson Welles before our interviews or after. Occasionally a luncheon, but not on the day of the show. I came down, and there was Orson standing at my dressing room door, and he said, "Merv, tonight I feel very expansive. All those little gossipy questions you want to ask me about Marlena and Rita and, the making of Citizen Kane, ask them tonight. I'd like to answer." Well, I was stunned, because that's what I always wanted to talk to him about. And thus the tape you're about to see. The tragedy of this tape you're about to see is that 2 hours after he did this interview, he died. Here's Orson Welles on his very last appearance anywhere.
If that doesn't make you want to hear the interview, you have no curiosity whatsoever. Finally, there's the fifth season package of HBO's 6 Feet Under. What I love about this show, more than anything else, is the way it ended. Its finale was one of the all-time best endings of a TV show. And in this collection, series creator Alan Ball, who wrote and directed that expanded last episode, offers an audio commentary that explains it all. The clip I'm about to play, in case you don't want to hear it, is the very start of that brilliant closing sequence, when Lauren Ambrose, as Claire, drives away in her hybrid car, leaving her family behind as she quite literally drives towards her future. Here's the way Alan Ball speaks about it as the scene is rolling.
Claire's being good, driving a hybrid car, and putting Ted's deeply unhip mix, which of course is incredibly hip. I wanted to keep them out of focus in this scene right there as they're waving on the porch, because they're already receding in memory, just like him in the rearview mirror. I can't remember who in the writer's room came up early in the season with the idea of seeing everyone's death, but I remember when I heard that, I was like, yeah, that's, I mean, what, of course.
These audio commentary tracks are like a graduate course in TV production and in TV appreciation. If you loved 6 Feet Under, you have to get this HBO video release. But if you never saw the show, don't dare start here. Start with season one and work your way back up. Or if you want, work your way way back to Merv Griffin and to Mr. Peepers. There's plenty of good old TV to go around for everybody.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.